Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. By logging on to blogtalkradio.com, discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Welcome to NATO. Notable authors together optimize. The NATO Summit is showcasing the contributing authors in choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by yours truly, Kathy Watson. Circa 2010. I had a dream. And the greatest of journeys start with a dream. And the way I see it, there are two kinds of dreams. One is a dream that's always going to be just that, a dream, you know, poof, poof. You put it out there and poof, it's gone. And then there's the dream that's more than a dream. It's like a map you live by and follow for the rest of your days, knowing that someday you're going to stand on top of the mountain, holding everything you thought and dreamed of right there in your hand. Now the abyss, the deep expanse of the unknown. You have two choices. Just dream on and dream on, wishful thinking. Oh, maybe it will work. Oh, I guess it wasn't meant for me, and so on and so on. And then the second choice, the choice to change and to shift your strategies to accommodate change and take a quantum leap in believing in you. But you know, it seems that when you make the decision to change, everything around you is crumbling. That's actually good, because it's just a phase. The secret is you need to push through this and hold on to the ride. Ride this out. Otherwise, you're going back to choice number one. Going nowhere. We simply can't live a choiceless life. Every day, every moment, every second, there is choice. Choose wisely. Is your choice going to be, one, a dream, that's just a dream? Or two, are you going to take that quantum leap and just survive the abyss, plug through it, and now you're at the mountaintop? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, our celebrity author today is Michael Gunderson. But before I share with you his chapter, The Will to Be Happy, Put Yourself First, take this down to order the book. It's a must-have book, authorhouse.com. It's available in soft and hard copy. Authorhouse.com. Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. What you will learn from choices. But the book is really a tribute to the contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. Oh, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. Did you know you can fulfill your dreams? It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And yes, you can live your life in paradise. Live with Kathy. My pleasure to share with you the birth of choices. And to welcome you again to the NATO Summit, Notable Authors Together Optimize. Backward, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back to 2010, just for tonight. I decided it was time for me to write a book about my life experiences. From an immigrant upbringing to the world of classical ballet and haute couture. After 4 hours of writing, I went, egads, how boring. It was then I decided to invite contributing authors. Fasten your seatbelts. Be ready for takeoff. You're about to soar with the eagle, soaring to heights of grandeur. My story in the book Choices through the years. My sisters, brother, and I grew up happy. But one thing stands out in my mind so vividly today, as it was then, children were to be seen, not heard. I found my voice on the Forbidden Radio. Do you believe timing is everything? While writing Choices, I had the epiphany to invite contributing authors. So when I chose to undertake this mammoth task of writing Choices, I immediately thought of people who've been in my life for over 30 years, people who personify living life to the fullest, and who had some glimmer of wisdom to share with others that could lead them to enjoying their life to the fullest. Soaring to heights of grandeur. Through the years, I chose to live, it's never too late, from humble beginnings to success, living my life in paradise, a journey in awareness, my life's work, how the son of a migrant farm worker reached the American dream from behind the Berlin Wall to freedom, divine intervention, my journey of choices, the will to be happy, steel mill mama. Did I pique your interest? You won't be able to put the book down. And with this book, Help and Hope, it's just a page away. The book is dedicated to you, to life, to success. It's your choice. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to the NATO Summit. Notable authors. Together, coming together to optimize. Our celebrity guest co-author is Michael Gunderson, an attorney in Chicago. Michael left home at age 17 for the state of Illinois in greener pastures at the University of Illinois. Michael's chapter, Put Yourself First, The Will to Be Happy, shares with you a common business adage that says clients and customers prefer to work with people they like. Well, that begs the question, doesn't it? As opposed to what? People they don't like? Come on. Who wouldn't want to work with someone they like? The will to be happy is the toughest sale you ever have to make in your life. You have to sell yourself to yourself first. Page 83. By the way, Michael can be reached via email, lawyer@chicago.com. So let's begin his journey. Just sit quietly. Close your eyes. And I want you to walk in Michael's shoes. There's a business adage that says clients and customers prefer to work with people they like. Well, that begs the question, doesn't it? As opposed to what? People they don't like? Who wouldn't want to work with someone they like? Imagine, come on now, all of you, close your eyes and listen to me. I'm reading his chapter. I'm sharing his journey with you in life. Imagine describing service providers in your life like so. Well, my hairstylist is a total Debbie Downer. Rachel Dratch, Saturday Night Live. I go in for a haircut, and it's a half hour of doom and gloom. You know, my insurance agent is a jerk. I told him I'd like to increase my deductible to save money, and he told me what an idiot I am. The lawyer I have, well, let me tell you, every conversation with him is like pulling teeth. I've seen more warmth in a snow pea. Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire. The contributing authors in Choices, ages 30-something up to 80, octogenarians. Nonfiction. These are all true stories. Well, you know, someone needs new referrals. Sounds like it, doesn't it? Or do they? What if this hairstylist has mastered your colic and subtle part? Oh, you know, she's inexpensive and blocks from your home. What if your insurance agency is telling you that you're an idiot because you've had 3 accidents in the past 6 months and you would be an idiot to increase your deductible? Your lawyer may be bland and short, but do you know what he did? He had you in mind. He saved you thousands negotiating the current home. Michael Gunderson's chapter in the book Choices, The Will to be Happy. Put yourself first. We can play the what-if game for hours, and if we, you think, I'm trying to make a point about finding a silver lining, not judging a book by its cover or seeing the bright side to everything, well, the truth is I'm not. I'm going to make a point why the hairstylist, the insurance agent, and the lawyer have made choices that will render them incomplete professionals, individuals, who will never reach their true professional or personal potential. You know, that's pretty powerful. Close your eyes. Sit quietly. Think on this. In Michael's chapter, in choices, the will to be happy, put yourself first. The will to be happy is the toughest sale you ever have to make in your life. You have to sell yourself to yourself. If you can't make yourself happy, how will you convince others to be happy? You won't. People are intuitive. It's not intelligence, it's intuitiveness. I believe we all have a choice in our lives to be happy. And if you don't start at that basic fundamental level, you will never be able to achieve success in business and your personal life. Michael goes on, shares with you, I enjoyed my years at the university in Central Illinois. I made friends, learned to live on my own, took advantage of every opportunity I had to make myself happy. I took advantage of experiences and situations I had never been exposed to before and reflected on what truly brought me joy and contentment. While I mastered fun, I knew the music had to at least partially end, and sooner or later, I would have to enter the world of employment. I made a choice to continue my studies and enter the profession of law. After 3 years of law school, I was faced with the challenge of balancing my happiness with a professional career. This turned out to be one of the toughest balancing acts of all. I took a job I hated. I took a job that paid nothing. I spend time working for interesting characters, ambitious entrepreneurs, admirable professionals, and deplorable jerks. I spent every last penny I had trying to build a career. I ended my first year in the legal profession completely broke and miserable. It was January 2008 when I decided I needed to rethink my entire life and return to the roots of what I've always believed is the best path in life. Be happy. Fill your life with happiness. Commit to making choices that first and foremost make you happy. And the rest will fall into place. Sounds silly? Try it. Come on. Make a list of the times you remembered being really happy in your life. What were you doing? Who were you with? How can you replicate that and build from there? How can I introduce elements of these situations into my professional and everyday life? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the NATO Summit, Notable Authors Together Optimize. The contributing authors are in the book Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. And today, Michael Gunderson is sharing his journey with you. The Will to be Happy, Put Yourself First. The book is available at authorhouse.com. And to reach Michael, email lawyer@chicago.com. Now back to the book. This is from the heart. This is from the core of a young man taking steps, baby steps, to find his true calling in life. Now comes the difficult part, Michael says. Work hard at your happiness. Go on. Make choices that upset friends, family, coworkers, and clients, because the choices you made make you happy. Maybe not them, but they made you happy. Put yourself first. When you put yourself first, put everything and everyone else a close second. Work hard balancing your happiness with your obligations. Focus on the joy and contentment you feel by putting yourself first and let it decimate over everything else you do. Promise you, your happiness will pour over into everything else you do in life. I promise. And Michael went on to say, you know, I think we all make a conscious choice to be happy or not to be happy. It's all choice, isn't it? I think that if the hairstylist, the insurance agent, and the lawyer all woke up and said they were going to resign to be happy, it would show in their work, their communication skills, and in their overall life. You know what? They'd get a lot more business, too. You know, after all, people like to work with people they like. And if you make me feel awful, I don't care how good a haircut you give. It's adios, Debbie Downer. There is someone out there just as good as you, or maybe even better. Hey, who might share my outlook on life? Go find that person. You'll be amazed at how you feel when you work with someone who makes the same conscious choice you do. The choice to be happy. Put yourself first. What a powerful reminder. Michael Gunderson is an attorney in Chicago, Illinois, and has appeared before most judges in Cook County, often as a lawyer. Born and raised in the suburbs of Kansas City, Michael left home at the age of 17 for the state of Illinois and greener pastures at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. On the heels of the Great Depression Part II, Michael thought it a good idea to start a real estate law firm. He still lives to tell about those 5 years of 2007, 2008, 2009. Michael is a guest lecturer for the Constitutional Rights Foundation and Illinois Institute of Continuing Legal Education featuring presenter. Michael recently was featured on an episode of VH1's Mob's Wife, entering an injunction on behalf of one of the show's stars. Michael and his wife live in Old Town, neighborhood of Chicago. And they plan to stay there until the Cubs win a World Series title. Email Michael for a good lawyer joke, fantasy foot advice, or to discuss his love of the Nintendo game Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. To email Michael, lawyer@chicago.com. We all have choices to make. Choices are constant. Change is constant. You need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate that change in your choice. And when you read the chapter, Michael took baby steps. He didn't sit down one day and all of a sudden say, okay, this is it, I have to change my whole life. And I know that this is the most poignant summation of his life. It's the second to the last paragraph in his chapter. Now comes the difficult part. You see, many of you don't believe that you deserve happiness. Many of you feel inadequate and we don't know why. But truly, so what if your choices upset your friends, family, coworkers, and clients because the choices you made you happy? You have to put yourself first. When you put yourself first, put everything and everyone else a close second. Work hard balancing your happiness with your obligations. Focus on the joy and contentment you feel by putting yourself first and let it decimate over everything else you do. Your happiness will pour over into everything else you do in life. That's the promise that Michael makes to you. We make a conscious choice every single day of our life. Sidebar. There comes a time when you have to compromise that maybe sometimes with your significant other or your family, that you might have to compromise just a wee portion of what will make you happy, knowing that it's going to make them happy too. This book is not about, his chapter is not about narcissism. It's about understanding who you are, what you are, and where are you going? You know, success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may seem near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Can you put yourself first? Write a list of the people that you're associating with. Do they bring you joy? Do you bring joy into their life? Take the baby step. You know, this is the year 2015, the year of change. But I say, this very moment, listening to my voice, and I just shared with you Michael's chapter, in choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. If you don't put yourself first, if you don't radiate the confidence and the joy of being part of this exciting world, how can you possibly share this? You can't give it away because what you're giving away is toxic, negative thinking. Go find that person. You'll be amazed at how you feel when you work with someone who makes the same conscious choices you do. Make the choice to be happy. The book Choices is available at authorhouse.com. And it has been my pleasure to share with you Michael Gunderson's deep core feeling about if he is happy, it must begin with him. Choices available at Author House. Kathy Watson, au revoir.